News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
This just in. Stupidity has taken over the world. Not the normal kind of stupid. The advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
In the last 4 years, we have seen so many of them. And I'm beginning to wonder if it's because there are more of them or because we have become so red-pilled that now we finally see them for what they are. And now we question everything that we didn't question before. Like, we question, are we getting the right stuff about coronavirus? Are we getting the real story? And I think that's super healthy that we do not trust this. And, like, one of Trump's big achievements is that he put a scar across the face of media that will never go away, and that everybody can see that scar for the rest of their lives. And I think it's super important.
At the Kate Daly Show. How are you today? How's your Friday shaping up for you? How's your house arrest 20 pounds going? How's your... I've got John the Wheelman with
Hello,
me today.
Kate.
How are you? What a
I'm
treat.
I'm fantastic.
This is a treat.
It is a real treat. I was on the way driving here. I noticed all these nail salons closed, beauty parlors closed. It's going to get real ugly out there.
With the nail salons closed, you can't get your roots done. Hey, you're not kidding me. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Really appreciate you tuning in today. You can go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts. All the recorded podcasts of this live show that you're listening to right now. And you can support the show. And I really appreciate that. I've got wonderful sponsors. And Balance of Nature, for instance, what an amazing company. And you know what? People are finally realizing I might want to do something about my health. So, you know, this is a great way to take in 31 fruits and vegetables a day, mushrooms and peppers and everything you could probably imagine, apples and everything, all dehydrated down. They take the air and water out, and they give you the nutrients. 3 capsules of veggies, 3 capsules of fruit, and you can take this every day. You can also store up on this and keep this in storage for, you know, a day like today. So all I'm saying is this is a fantastic, fantastic product to up the immune system, and you'll be feeling the effects of that kind of health in a few weeks, because you'll realize that maybe you're sleeping better and your skin looks better and your hair looks better and everything, you feel better. And so balanceofnature.com, and you can put in my name, Kate, and you can use that as a product code and get 35% off, and you can also get free shipping. And yeah, they're an amazing company. I really love them. So there's all kinds of states going down, you know, lockdown road, or they've got super big restrictions. There's lots of questions about the stimulus payments. We'll cover some of that. There's all kinds of states having their own version of, I don't even know what this is. What is this, John? It's a crazy town. I'm not quite sure. How would you describe what's going on?
Well,
right now?
I got to tell you, I'm really grateful for the money, stimulus money, because that I'm going to use for bail money because I'm not getting locked down. The First Amendment says I don't have to get locked down. I have the right to assemble, and I don't mean putting together furniture. I'm just going to go out and do what I want to do.
You're not talking IKEA.
No, I'm not. But I've been reading through the numbers and stuff on the countries as well as the states. And,
right.
And it's blowing my mind that people are freaking out like this.
I know.
It's like, honestly, I gotta tell you, it's like missing your period for 2 weeks.
Stop
and you're
it.
15 years old.
Stop it.
And you're, you know, you're down south and it's normal, but up
right.
north it isn't.
All right.
But I'm just saying, we're panicking over nothing. Give it a third week.
Give it a third week.
You know,
3 weeks ago I got told by people that were berating me on Facebook that we would have millions dead by now. You just wait, Kate. Just wait. The millions are coming and we're all going to die.
Yeah.
So today I just want, for the record, this is the reality check bulletin. Okay. This is, I think, what we're going to be doing now on the show.
Yeah.
The reality check bulletin for all fact deniers, because they want to call us climate deniers. I'm going to call them fact deniers. The fact is in the entire United States today, 1,543 deaths have occurred of older persons with at least 3 underlying other illnesses. But for some reason, they came to the diagnosis of COVID magically and are saying it's COVID. So 1,543 deaths across the entire United States. Across the entire United States. New York only has 516 that they're claiming are COVID. And yes, there's a lot of talk about death certificates being changed to COVID. I'm just going to throw that out there. So in the hysteria, I just have to, again, reflect true numbers, true data. We are not all dying of this. We're not all dying of this. And 1,543 deaths.
Okay,
that's it,
Kate.
Across the whole entire nation.
Kate,
and
so...
70 days. We've been exposed 70 days.
Okay, Kate.
Okay.
If, say, last year we had COVID-19, or mm-hmm. call it COVID-18, because mm-hmm. it was 2018, mm-hmm. whatever, 19, whatever.
Right.
And we had 640,000 people die.
Mm-hmm.
640,000.
Yeah.
And then this year, say we have 150,000 people dying.
Mm-hmm.
Would you start going, wow, this is real. We got to really take some measures, wouldn't you?
I saw people dropping like flies around.
Yeah, 640,000. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the numbers of heart disease. Do we do anything about trans fats?
Nope.
Do we do anything about French fries, potato chips? No.
And the answer
we just
is no.
keep on. Yeah, exactly. So explain to me, somebody out there, call mm-hmm. in and explain to me, uh-huh. why should I be locked up in my house?
Mm-hmm.
Playing with my dogs, looking at my wife saying, I wish I could take you out to dinner, honey, but no, not tonight. TV dinner's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah.
I hear all the rhetoric. I hear all the BS.
Mm-hmm.
I even hear it on Fox News when I mm-hmm. watch what Tucker Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
I can't take the negative anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So somebody, please enlighten me. I don't care if you're from Italy, whatever.
Yeah,
Tell me. Give me some names that I can look up and look at the obituaries.
Yes.
Okay.
That would be great.
You know,
that
and then I want to see a blood sample.
Well,
I want to take a look and see,
you
make
might
sure
find
with
flu, considering the fact they stopped reporting.
Flu?
Well, they stopped reporting all their flu cases February 9th, and now it's all COVID cases.
But that's flu, though.
Well,
it's like a bad cold.
They just went away, and now it's all COVID.
So I still don't understand why I should be freaking out.
Well, you shouldn't be. By the way, worldwide, this is worldwide, you guys, because we have the whole world on lockdown, it feels. Worldwide, 22,000 people are considered serious or critical. Everyone else is fine. Let me say that again. Worldwide, according to today's stats, 22,000 people are serious or critical. Everyone else in the world is fine. Mild to no symptoms. Don't even know they have it. Maybe have the sniffles. That's it for a few days. So 22,000 people, and we're stopping the world economy for 22,000 people. That, by the way, this is in the world. So the fact that we have GM making ventilators when we have 100,000 ventilators is kind of amazing, because only 22,000 in the entire world are even classified as serious or critical. Not even a portion of them would be on a ventilator. I mean, just a tiny portion of those cases would ever be on a ventilator, okay? Serious just means you've got other stuff going on, so they take it a little more seriously. But that doesn't even mean you're in the hospital. So for the sake of making sure that we say what's true, and not give in to the hype. But Cuomo and those guys, they're starting to walk it back just a titch. I mean, they're getting a little like, maybe we went a little too far. Yeah, I think so. And so it's insane. The payments going out, the $1,200 to everybody, that goes out if you filed your 2018 taxes, it goes into your bank account.
Okay.
So if you need a check sent to you, it might be a month.
I guess they
send it courier pigeon.
I don't think I could sit in lockup for a month.
Right, right.
You know?
I know, right? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, when you start out with taxation without representation and what that created, until what I just saw on TV, it just feels like I just saw the death of our nation. And I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, but it's
dum,
just,
dum, dum.
Wow.
Well, it's
I just feel it in the pit of my stomach. It's like, what have they just done?
Yeah.
You know, this is a big deal.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with the coronavirus.
No, 85% of the bill. In fact, yesterday, Chrisanne Hall goes, you know, their budgets are set till October, right? I mean, they didn't lose any money here. They're never losing a dime over this. They had 85% of that whole entire budget go to government.
Yeah.
Of the trillions.
I don't wear tinfoil hats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy, but it's like what we've just witnessed. I mean, how else can you explain it?
It's the looting. It's the looting of America right under our own eyes, and they're getting away with it because nobody's calling them out. And here's the other thing, too. There's more bills in the works.
Yeah.
This isn't it. This is why they're going to keep the hype up through April.
Look, I voted for Trump, mm-hmm. but I'm telling you, seeing it on, mm-hmm. streaming it, they're congratulating each other and like, oh, good job, everybody, for working so hard.
Oh, so hard.
I mean, that should have been, if they had to do it, mm-hmm. I mean, it should have been more of a somber occasion. You know, everybody was jumping all over Nancy Pelosi for her victory dance and how they were mm-hmm. celebrating signing the impeachment. Mm-hmm. Like, this was any better? It's disgusting.
Oh, I'm with you. And guess what? Remember when I said the Kennedy Center passed $25 million to clean it? Bleach is very expensive around the Kennedy Center, apparently. But guess who just got named over the Kennedy Center? Valerie Jarrett.
Really?
Yeah, Obama put Valerie Jarrett. Is he running the Kennedy Center? Anyway, Valerie Jarrett in charge. There's a couple of people in charge that you're going, I wonder if that payment's for them. That's kind of interesting. Yeah, strange stuff, you guys.
I thought she was supposed to be going to jail or something.
Strange, I would hope. Thank you so much, caller. And I feel as you too. We're watching it's horrible, and I feel the same way.
You know what I do?
What?
My therapist, and yeah, I do see a therapist. Your husband's a therapist, so he'd understand.
Really appreciate that.
I write angry letters to people that I hate, and then I burn them. But the question is, what do I do with the letters? I'll tell you, Nancy Pelosi is one of those people that, I don't know, I think I could do 20 to life because I would be insane not to do it.
Well,
I mean, she is such,
I know. They're looting America. And see, this is the saddest part, is that we're not seeing that both parties are doing it. And you have to call that out if you're going to be honest. If you don't want to be honest, we want to blame the whole thing on Democrats. I guess you could do that. But I don't know how you could do that with a straight face.
But they all voted for it.
They all voted for this nonsense. And I think Massey's the only one that stood up to it. Thomas is awesome. He's a good guy.
But $2 trillion.
Yeah. $2 trillion. And there's more. There's more. And this is phased out, too. So there's more phases inside the bill. That's just the beginning. It's kind of like any government project. They say it's $3 million and ends up being $11 million. It's so true.
It's that new math Clinton talked about.
Yes, yes.
New math.
Yes. Even you, Common Core, can figure this one out. We have a severe problem going on with the looting of America right now. And they'll keep the hype up until they can get more trillions, because everybody's getting it for their pet project. That's why there's so many pet projects in this. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. And you can call in and weigh in, 888-673-1450.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Some BG, man.
Kate, I tell you, I have to take my man card out of my wallet and trim a corner off every time I listen to Bee Gees because I like them, but I'm not gay. I just want you to know that I am not gay.
Thank you.
I love disco.
Thank you for that memo.
You got it.
I really appreciate it. Hi. Welcome back to the show. Go to katedalyradio.com and check out all the podcasts, share far and wide. They're at the bottom of the homepage. I was having a conversation with my kids, and we were talking about how scary people are getting and vile towards one another because they are so swept into the mania. And so I do fear the fellow citizen that acts like the Hitler-esque of the universe, telling on people. And we were talking about the say something, see something, and these people are like reporting people to government. I mean, that person was taking a walk. They were walking their dog. They're dangerous. And I was laughing about this, and I told my kids, I said, the only see something, say something we have at this house after being home with you guys this long is see something, clean something.
There you go.
Because I was like, you know, you can clean the house while you're walking walking around,
yeah.
right?
Like, you can wash that plate when you're done.
I'm not the only person. So, you know, one of the biggest, see something, clean something. When I'm seeing everybody at home, you know, I think one of the, if you could pull out a silver lining on this, it's been a lot of family time, together time, which
whether
has been,
like it or
whether
not.
You like it or not. And so I do think that there is a, that I don't ever want it government ordered. Get me straight on that one. But I just, let me just say that it's actually been nice to be able to slow down our lives a little bit and say, you know, what's really important here. And I think parents are finally realizing, man, my kids are indoctrinated. Like, my kids are, man, there might be a problem there. So you might see a lot of people peel them out and go homeschool. They're going, this isn't that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it'll make Thanksgivings a lot easier.
Yeah. I mean,
they'll never complain about Thanksgiving anymore.
No, not at all. I was sequestered over a turkey. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hello.
I've got a credit card, and it's got some pretty good horsepower on it.
Yeah.
But there's a magic number. I could maybe go a little bit over, and then no more, no mas.
Yeah. A lot of people in that situation right now.
Does the federal credit card have a magic number, or is it just magical?
It's magical. It has zeros and zeros and more zeros.
Yes. They're going to entice you to
cool.
get it, too.
I wish I had one.
Right?
Well, just start your own bank and start printing it up. And...
Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah. I wish we could add zeros like that, like they do.
I can't even fathom $1 trillion.
I know.
You know, it's like
nobody can.
It's like if you cut down every tree in the world and started printing $500 bills, and you wouldn't have enough paper.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But when they were up there, the federal guy with the Trump, and he's smiling, and how we're going to forgive these loans and stuff. And I'm just thinking, what good is it? I mean, because you go to some places, they don't take cash anymore, okay?
You know, unless
you demand it. You demand it, and then they have to. But pretty soon, like you said, the digital wallet. And
yeah, I know.
You don't get your digital wallet unless you had your vaccination.
Isn't it interesting, the blow up about that? And then people, now they're kind of walking that back, or they're trying to walk it back just a little bit because they know that this populace is like, what?
I don't think so.
What? Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
I just wanted to thank you for all you do. But I just wonder with this, stimulus bill, which is really just our taxes being given back to us. It's our money anyway. then they're talking about an additional bill after this, that this isn't going to be enough to fire up the economy, and this isn't going to do it. And I'm thinking to myself, well, had you not shoved all the extra stuff in there, maybe it would have.
Yeah. Yeah. I am.
And center, abortion, NASA, what?
Yep.
Somebody answer these questions for me? Like, what the devil is going on?
No, but everybody that's listening to this show nationwide, your local politician, your state politician, your federal politician wants you to know that they support you by supporting this bill. I wanted to cry when I read that. Thank you.
And their children.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
But the saddest thing, though, Kate, is all the hip-hop artists are going to be out of business because they got the money on the mind and the money and the money.
Well, I want to know why a celebrity or a sports star isn't on a ventilator if we have to have GM make them.
Really?
Why aren't they on a ventilator? I don't see a single, like, politician.
Why isn't Tom Hanks and his wife in Australia on a ventilator?
Yeah, no one's on a ventilator, guys, if you guys all notice how healthy they are.
Yeah, they're perfect condition.
Totally perfect condition.
Making a lot of those little Snapchat videos.
Yep. It's like the spokesman for COVID. You know what I mean? That's how it feels to me. It's like, it's pretty... suspicious.
After the show, I'm going to go get me a tramp stamp. It says COVID-1999.
You survived.
How I survived. John, what's this? Honey, I'm sorry.
I want to mark this momentous occasion with it.
And this is what I think of
the tattoo.
Right here.
That's perfect.
Thank you
for that. And if your state goes on lockdown over this, just know that they're keeping all the hype up so they can get those other bills passed because there's trillions involved there.
But, Kate, what happens in a lockdown? Do I have to stay in my yard, in my house? Because I'm not.
They restrict so many businesses that it's hard to go do anything. And so, you know, you're keeping your hospitals open, right? You're keeping your grocery store. You can go to the grocery store.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, it's okay to have 100 people in a grocery store. Or you can have a lot of people at the post office, like I said yesterday. But anything else, no.
See, you're asking questions, and therefore I think of you as suspicious. Why?
I'm very suspicious.
I'm gonna go to the grocery store and look for those little tape marks where I'm supposed to stand.
Yes, I love the tape boxes. Thank you.
I don't know where to go. Which way is? There you go.
I mean, seriously.
My arms distance doesn't work.
Okay, you're 6 feet. I'm 6 feet. You're 6 feet.
Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, or good afternoon. Hi. Time flies when you're having fun.
Anyways,
I wanted to mention, I read that there's a patent out on the coronavirus, which I find very, very interesting. There's something more going on behind the scenes. And the more I dove into this, the more that I've realized that this is just a cover for a world currency monetary reset. Mm-hmm. U.S. is broke. Japan's broke. Germany's broke. China's broke. Mm-hmm. They're all broke. They're all trillions of dollars in debt. How do you get out of that debt? Mm-hmm. How do you change everything over?
Mm-hmm.
Trump's trying to put us back on the gold standard. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's massive arrests going to take place over
Pizzagate
and pedophilia and all this other thing. So in order to not have massive riots and everything else going on, they're going to keep us in the house. They're going to change the monetary system.
Mm-hmm.
I know that all the banks worldwide are now tied in together.
Right.
And guess what's going to happen next? A cashless society is coming down the road, and people better not be surprised when we get there.
Well, I will agree with that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And here, some of that, I don't know about the gold standard thing. I don't actually see evidence of any of that going on, or I don't see any arrests going on. But the other stuff, yes. And somebody asked me over and over again. Well, I actually had eight people contact me about this last night, and most of them were, is the vaccine like a bioterror thing? I mean, how do we know? How do you know, right? And because they're pushing so hard for mandatory right now. It's almost criminal what they're trying to do over here in America. So this was my answer to that. And the answer is this. Look, the reason they have 350 vaccines in the works, they have that for a reason. And over about, well, I'd say about 100 doctors that died under mysterious circumstances and suicides with a gunshot to the back of the head kind of thing, when they were trying to like divulge the information that vaccines were actually hurting the cells so that the cells couldn't fight for themselves in your body, immune system. And so I think with each vaccine, it weakens. But it never, I don't see a bioterror, because what would happen? I mean, it'd be very obvious, and people would never sign up for all the other ones too. And there's too much, it's too much out there. It's too obvious. It's too, they don't work like that. They work in stages. And I do think that all the Bill Gates special, the vaccine of our day, I would never put that in my body ever. You couldn't pay me enough to put that in my body. Because we all know that they can change DNA. We've done stories on that.
Yes.
But they would never do it that way. They'll do it so that you're so weakened that by the time you get maybe certain things down the pike, right, that could wipe you out. But it would never be traced back to that, because it's a little too obvious. It's a little too huge, okay? And so do vaccines weaken your immune system? Well, a lot of doctors lost their life over trying to say that, and that it damages the cell. So I tend to listen to people that get shot in the back of the head to commit suicide that try to give me information. But I just wanted to throw that out there. I also want to throw this out here, too. You ready?
Look, okay. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat.
Okay. Okay, so I just wanted to throw this out there for this audience. In 1918, they had the Spanish flu. The Spanish flu was not named the Spanish flu because it originated in Spain. Spain was not involved in the war, and they actually had a free press, because in wartime, it's all censored. Yeah. Spain, however, was not censored, so they started printing about it. Well, when they were printing about it, we got mad, and we named it the Spanish flu to kind of get back at them, because we were mad that they were reporting it, okay? So it made it look like, because they were reporting it, no one else was allowed to, that they were actually having some high numbers, okay? So we named it the Spanish flu. Well, back in 1941, actually on D-Day, because D-Day, they weren't, right before they were reporting D-Day, they said 10 million people died in the Spanish flu. And right now, the Spanish flu is getting cited for all this. Right,
yeah, look
right.
what could
it's
happen.
It's just like the 1918.
It could
okay.
It could
so in 1941, they said 10 million died. In 1976, they changed the number, the government did, to 20 million.
Okay.
Because Ford was trying to do a vaccination program on the flu that came in 76.
You mean Ford Motor Company?
No, but... Ford the president.
Oh, Ford the president.
Ford the president.
Ford. Okay.
He had, yeah. And so he was trying to do a vaccination at the time and this whole like mandatory thing at the time. Then in 2005, they changed it to 50 to 100 million people died. And the reason they gave was because they said that we were dumb back then. We didn't know how to count, but now we do. And so now the new estimation, because they can't actually say it's a fact, the new estimation is a very broad number, 50 to 100 million. So it went
wow.
from 10 million died to 100, you know, 50 to 100 million. And when I was looking this up, it was interesting. I go back into the archives of the newspapers, yeah. I actually report this stuff. And when they were reporting it, the numbers were very low, like cities and counties. And it wasn't like low, but it wasn't outrageously high to be 100 million people,
okay.
worldwide. And I was looking at foreign news too. But I just want to let people know that we have our government has no problem sticking out stats that fit a narrative, and they have no problem lying to you. They're professional liars. So I just, again, when people say the Spanish flu, say, well, in 1941, only 10 million people died. Now, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, death isn't sad, but let's just at least get the number right in history. Let's not recreate history, is my point. Let's tell the truth about history, and then we stand a chance.
Okay, Kate, now that we've had the history of the Spanish flu.
Thank you.
And I feel like I just went through high school again. Can when
and
we come back, can you
welcome.
Tell us the history of Spanish fly?
Shush. You're welcome. We'll be right back. And you can call up 888-673-1450. I'm with John the Wheelman.
Yes.
Be right back.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Everything is beautiful in its own way. Like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter's day.
You know what we need now yeah. is the one from every nation picture from the UN on a mountaintop with hands joined.
The big old rainbow flag
yes.
in the back.
Yeah, doing this one.
There is none so blind.
Oh, yeah. The hand wave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
yeah. You know, this makes me start talking with a lift. When I hear music like this, Kate, it just makes me so happy.
I love this song.
I just want to pull my teeth out.
I'm going to think happy thoughts.
I know. I just thought we needed a little pick-me-up.
No, we do. We do.
So much doom and gloom
out
there.
We need happiness. And what's your prediction? I'd like to know everyone's prediction. When I started talking about this, I said pandemics are about 2 to 2.5 months. That was around February 9th, 10th, 11th,
okay.
something like that. And I said this on the air, and I said I literally hate predictions. I don't allow people on the show to make predictions. Like, I'll say, you know, what do you think? You know, what's your opinion on this? I mean, what with all the given information, and I don't mind somebody saying this is what I think, but I don't like somebody going, you know, this is happening on this day and I know and blah, blah, blah. I don't like that. So
you're not a Nostradamus.
Yeah,
fan,
I said, no, I just, whatever. I said two and a half months. Okay. So if we get back to work about second week of April, that would be 2 months. And if it goes till May, that'd be 2.5 months. So I'm just saying, for the record, this is the fourth one I've covered and of media hyped pandemic. And it falls off after two and a half months, they get a little tired of it. Yeah. Everyone gets tired of it and they won't keep doing it. So
What's my prediction?
Yeah, what's your prediction?
Tomorrow. No.
Tomorrow.
It doesn't matter. I've lived life whatever.
Yeah.
No, April 15th. It has to be done by April 15th. I have a big job coming up on the 19th that I have to go do, and I'm doing it whether they like it or not.
So they should allow you.
Wrap this stuff up.
So somebody mentioned the debt clock, the reset. The reset happens on Good Friday. That's
really?
Kind of funny. Yeah,
that's kind of a good Friday, though.
That is a good Friday. So that's kind of interesting, and Trump's been saying Easter. I just feel like by mid-April, you can't do this to a populace this
Isn't
long.
The 14th April? April what? 14th Easter?
Yeah.
I'm one with the
there
man.
There you go.
I'll tell you right now. I'd have his baby if I could. But okay, Kate. My prediction, April 15th. You say May 1st?
I say actually by mid-April, I think. I think mid-April. By mid-April, they might change their ways, these states that are doing these lockdowns and everybody else, because people get... See, the reason it goes 2 to 2.5 months, the reason they can't do it longer is because people start seeing the proof in the pudding. They start seeing that people aren't around them, aren't peeling off.
They're not dumb.
Yeah, they're not. We're not that dumb. I mean, we're dumb. We're the stupidest populace on earth. But we're not that dumb. So when you notice that you don't still know anybody with this and that you're like, oh, nobody's dying. Why am I home again? Why have I lost my whole career, my business, my job? Why are they doing this to me? This is why it can't last, because people wisen up. They start to go, I don't think so. And then you'll never see the retraction in the press, what they'll do. Now, I have to say this with a straight face, because I was telling my husband this. If you think this is bad, everybody joining the Hitler Youth to tell on their neighbor, okay, or mace people that are jogging because they're endangering people, not to mention the person macing somebody is endangering them. But whatever, yeah, I don't want to, you know, they all think they're doing the right thing by joining the Hitler Youth.
Macing somebody while they're exercising.
Yes, yeah. In fact,
that's
Chicago,
the right thing.
There, Chicago, you guys have 34 deaths in your entire state that are attributed to COVID right there in Illinois. And guess what? The mayor of Chicago said she didn't even want people outside. In fact, you could walk your pet from side to side on the terrace or up the stairs, or you could hide kibble under a couch, because that will give your pet enough to do. Your pet's going to think you're psychotic, completely lost it.
So when I get home, I'm going to have my wife throw a steak underneath the couch. That'll give me something to do, because I'm so... I can't get that steak, Kate. Kate, there's a steak under my couch. Come over here. Come on. I mean, seriously?
Yeah, this was in the national news yesterday on how to walk your dog indoors. I can't make this up. So what happens is they start going, they start realizing this, and they start realizing that this is nonsense, and that they can't, you just can't get away with it. And two and a half months, I mean, people have had it. They've had it.
Yeah.
And they can only stretch it so far. And so people were saying, but this is different. This is different. It's only different in the amount of stupidity and everybody believing it. But so you have the people that join the Hitler Youth and they're ready to go all Nazi on everybody because they're not doing what they're told. And there's rules. You know that. There's rules, like commandments. There's
we
rules.
Must follow the rules.
Oh, you will follow this rule.
You
no
go
more
to
than
the Stalag. You go to the Gulag.
Oh, gosh. And so people get a little tired of the rules. They get a little weird over that. And then I was telling my husband, I said, now just wait. If you think this is bad, wait until the government saved us. Wait until the rhetoric of the imbecile that's like, and we didn't die because the government stepped in. And so what if they ruin businesses? They'll survive. It's all about me. And I'm okay. And the government saved me. And they can do anything they want to me. Just wait.
Keep me safe.
You will go insane hearing the government save me stories. And everything we did, see, it panned out. Yeah, we are okay. Sniff, sniff, because the government. And it's okay if they looted us for trillions. It's fine. We're good, because you know what? They needed it. They needed the money. They needed to clean the Kennedy Center for $25 million. They needed to give NASA $100
million. I'll
do it
for $24 million. I'll give you $1 million back.
Will you?
Yeah.
I want to invent a cleaning service.
I'll do it for $10 million, not $25.
I want in on that money.
I know. How do I do it?
Right?
How do I get in there? I look for these scams all the time. I'm just not smart enough.
You become a government contractor?
Yeah, but how do you do that?
I think you honestly have to sleep with somebody in government.
Tell me who. Tell me who.
Are you willing to whore yourself out?
Yes. I've said it many times. I sit out on the corner. Who? Anybody?
Are you selling your soul, apparently?
I have none. It went for dimes on the... I traded my soul for a big case of toilet paper last week. I don't have any more soul. I mean, seriously. And flour? My wife sold her soul for a bag of flour.
I know.
And we don't even know how to bake. And I haven't had diarrhea in over a month, so I'm good. I'm good as gold.
You know what they said was the cure back in 1918?
What?
Quinine.
What?
The stuff that's in tonic water.
Yeah.
So why isn't there a run on tonic water?
You just caused one. Thank you, Kate. Thank goodness there's a Walmart 5 miles from here. I'm going now.
It was quinine. They were saying it was the cure for
I remember
all of this.
That. And, yeah, I remember that. 1918. I was about 20.
Tonic water. So you should have tonic water. And I always wonder, I asked Glenn Tate, who wrote the books 299 Days, the whole series of End of the World. I asked him to come on. You know, what's going to be the next thing people are going to go after? I mean, it won't be toilet paper because everybody will feel stupid. So you can just kind of count on toilet paper is going to be there. But what do you think is going to be the next thing that everybody goes after?
I would think the next thing that they're going to go after is going to be staples. It has to be staples.
Staples? What?
Yeah. Food. I mean, canned food.
Oh, staples.
Stuff that lasts more than 6 months.
Ah, gotcha.
You know
gotcha.
What I'm saying?
Yeah,
MREs. Don't you remember in 1999, all of a sudden you got these 5 gallon buckets full of MREs?
Y2K. Everybody went
Y2K.
Crazy. I think it's still going to last,
still got
though.
That stuff.
It's 20 years later, but it's still going to be good.
Yeah, it lasts 25 years.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to go for. And you're going to be more prepared. And you're going to have a sea container that you can throw in the back of that trailer, that four-wheel drive Ford. You know,
and a generator.
And every Ford comes with a new that thing that goes down your lungs?
Because I do. I believe in preparedness.
The thing that makes you breathe?
You better be ready.
The ventilator.
Yeah. Yes,
every Ford comes
with
a ventilator because they're making 100,000 a day, you know.
Right. Okay, so it comes with a ventilator.
And
attached.
The Chevy, they come with a double ventilator because they cost more than the Ford. And the Dodge can't even afford it because they're made in Mexico.
Instead of 60, it's like 70 because you can get the ventilator.
You got the ventilator,
extra.
Double turbo charge, 6-inch lift, and I'm a cowboy. Yes, I am. Golly gee.
I call I'd like leather seats and a ventilator.
Yeah, I want a ventilator with it tastes like mint.
Truck GM. Hi, caller.
I was just going to put my 2 cents in on eggs.
Eggs, okay.
Eggs are supposed to be the next thing to be a scarcity.
Thank
That's
you.
That's what I was told today. So.
All right. Hey, perfect. Good
there
knowledge.
You go.
Good knowledge.
So
thank you.
So you get turkeys because turkeys have 4 or 5 yolks inside their eggs.
Oh, okay.
And ostriches got a big old egg. They're a big old egg.
Family size.
And that's why we got to get that big old truck with the ventilator in there because we're going to get tired lifting those eggs into that truck. Holy moly. Where's my Bee Gees music?
Stop
this
it.
Darn leather
the
truck.
Ventilator extra.
I want the Harley Davidson edition. Eggs. Eggs. That's what's for dinner.
This
Not
is,
beef.
This even beats sending Nancy Pelosi a stool sample.
She can have all the stools in this room.
I hope people actually do that. I'm serious.
Have you tried to buy a chicken lately? I mean,
no,
chicks?
Uh-uh.
Go to IFA. They're all gone. Go
really?
To Ace. They're all
gone, huh?
They're all gone.
Okay. Chicks are gone. Man, the poor chicks.
You know why the chicken went to KFC? Because they want to see the chicken strip.
Oh, my God.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Thank you, John the Wheel Man. Appreciate that.
I tried to keep it clean.
You know what? We are... Oh, my gosh.
You needed this, Kate. You needed it.
No, I really did. I really did. Honestly, people will not store TP. They won't. they've already got buttloads of it.
Buttloads.
And I didn't even mean to do that pun.
Yeah, you know he uses
it.
I really did not.
So, I also want to know your predictions, by the way. What do you think is going to happen? You got to make it quick. If you want to call in, 888-673-1450. What is your actual prediction? What do you think? What do you think is going to happen?
Prediction? I think the guy's right on eggs. But it's going to be staples. I really do. My prediction, April 15th, people are going to be sick of it, and they're just going to go back to work.
Day?
It doesn't matter. Kind of like, don't you remember when Obama was in there?
Yeah.
And people just got sick of people being poor. They said, you know what? It doesn't matter what you've done, what stimulus. Yeah. We're going back to work. We're going to reinvent ourselves. Americans, they do that. They reinvent themselves. They make a better mousetrap every time we blink our eyes.
That's true.
You know, you can't keep us down.
Okay.
April 15th, market.
You know, I contacted my local health department of my county. You guys might want to do this and just ask your local health departments to stop running up the numbers with recovered cases that the CDC clears. And I don't even put much stock in the CDC, but let me just tell you, they're clearing numbers like crazy, and they're not taking the numbers off. And you know what I got told? I was suspicious of government. That's my nature. So they understand where I'm coming from. You didn't answer the question, nor did you solve the problem. But thank you for the assertion that I'm suspicious.
Don't ask questions. That's what they're telling
you. Why? Anyway, I know all of you are struggling. And if you're struggling about the payments too, just know that about 3 weeks from now, you'll finally get something. You can actually call your utility company. It's your car payment, your mortgage. And you can say, but you have to, I think they're in a lot of cases, you have to say Corona. That's the magic word that opens up all the rainbows and lollipops
corona,
for funding. Yes.
Corona with lime.
Corona with lime. Because you can't, because you can't just call up and ask for a suspension on a payment. The buzzword's Corona, and in a lot of cases, they're not going to tell you this. They wait until you say it. They're not going to offer it up.
Yeah, until the check bounces.
If that's the case. Hi, caller. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi. Go right ahead. You have 30 seconds.
I don't see how you people can be so happy when this is just the most tragic thing
I know
that I've ever seen happen in my country. I feel like I've lost it.
I know.
Like there are people that are going to plunder this country. It's in the bill, and these people were so cowardly they would not even put their name on it.
Yes.
You wouldn't even say who they were, they voted for.
You're right. It's an unrecorded vote. And you know what? I have to laugh. Otherwise, I cry because I've been covering this every day. And it's insanity. And I get where you're coming from.
This is the end of our country.
I know.
We have been betrayed. Yeah.
We can always come back.
We can come back from it, caller.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. And it's not, I'm not being dismissive. Trust me on this. I get it. I've gotten it every day, 3 hours a day. I'm not joking.
You get it longer than that.
Oh, I totally understand. I totally understand. And I swim in it daily. And so it's horrifying. It is horrifying beyond measure. But if I don't maintain a sense of sanity in this, watching the citizenry react the way they are and being so just lunatic, and then I see government being lunatic. If I don't call it out, if we don't laugh about this and take a few moments to laugh at the funny parts of this, we're all going to go a little nutty. And so this is why. It's not a dismissiveness by any means. It's I got to keep my sanity here. I got to laugh a little bit because that, you know, walk it off the ledge a little bit. And when we are not in fear, but when we are sane, that's when we get the best answers to deal with this. And we must deal with this. And so we're going to have to figure out how we're going to do it.
You know what my wife always tells
What's
me?
What's that?
Because I get like that guy sometimes. I'm not always laughing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She just says, John, sit down, breathe.
Breathe.
And
it's
think
breathe
of what, you,
a
think
little
of what
bit.
You have around you.
Yep.
Your kids are all healthy. I'm healthy.
Yep.
And we do. We joke around a lot. And to that caller, I'm sorry if I'm feeling sensitive, but I just want you to relax.
Even in the revolutionary times, they still had a laugh once in a while. They still had to find their sanity once in a while in dealing with the situations they were dealing with.
I really thought that was Michael Jackson for a minute. I was like, whoa.
John, the real man, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
You're awesome. I'll be right back with Joel Skousen. If you don't get this in your local community on the radio live, get it on podcast. It'll be interesting to see what he's got to say about this, Joel Skousen. And he is former FBI, an amazing researcher, world research website. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com.